Lesson 120. Spirit, evil, energy. What's the right spirit to adopt when learning a language?
The right spirit to adopt when learning a language is that it's better to speak and make a mistake than not to speak because of being afraid of making a mistake.
Where does a Christian hope his spirit will go to after death?
A Christian hopes his spirit will go to heaven after death.
Do you believe in evil spirits? What kind of things put you in high spirits and what kind of things put you in low spirits? What do we mean by a person of spirit?
By a person of spirit, we mean a person of energy, courage, and character.
Do you drink spirits? Flow. Which river flows through London?
The River Thames flows through London.
Do you think a woman looks better with her hair cut short or with it flowing down her back? Feast. Festival. The word feast means a large meal, especially a large public meal. But it also means a festival, which does not necessarily include eating. For example, a village feast or a religious feast like the Feast of St. John. The verb to feast means to eat and drink a lot. Dare, unlike, omit, challenge. Dare is a special verb, but unlike the other specials, it can form its negative either with do or without do. For example, he doesn't dare to return there again, or he daren't return there again. When used with do, the to after dare is generally put in, whilst when used without do, it is omitted. What are the two ways in which we can form the negative of the verb dare?
The two ways in which we can form the negative of the verb dare are either with or without do.
But when we don't use the auxiliary verb do, is the verb dare followed by to, or is the to omitted?
When we don't use the auxiliary verb do, the to is omitted after the verb dare.
Give me an example with do and one without do, please.
I didn't dare to tell him what you said, and I daren't tell him what you said, or I dared not tell him what you said.
The verb dare, apart from meaning to be brave enough, also means to challenge. In such a case, we use do with it and follow it with me, you, him, etc., and a to infinitive. For example, do you dare me to hit that man? What's another meaning of the verb dare, besides to be brave enough?
Another meaning of the verb dare, besides to be brave enough, is to challenge.
Give me an example, please.
I dared them to jump into the river with their clothes on.
Fix, hammer, nail, dentist, fix up, fingernail. In order to fix a piece of wood on the underside of this table, one would need a hammer and some nails. What did one need in order to fix a piece of wood to the underside of this table?
One would need a hammer and some nails to fix a piece of wood to the underside of this table.
When you pay a visit to the doctors or dentists, do you generally have to fix an appointment before going, or can you call on him just when you like? What did you have to do in order to fix up a shelf on that wall?
In order to fix up a shelf on that wall, I would first of all have to make two holes in the wall, put a piece of wood into each hole, and then nail the shelf to the wood with a hammer and nails.
What's this?
It's a fingernail.
Yard, courtyard, enclose, space, in. Apart from being a measure, the basic meaning of the word yard is a small enclosed space, generally used for some special work purpose. For example, a farmyard, a brickyard, a railway yard, or the backyard of a house, etc. What's the basic meaning of the word yard?
The basic meaning of the word yard is a small enclosed space generally used for some special work purpose.
Give me some examples, please.
Farmyard, brickyard, railway yard.
What is a backyard?
A backyard is an enclosed space behind a house.
A courtyard, on the other hand, is an enclosed space like any other kind of yard, that is, enclosed with walls and buildings, but is not generally used for any work purposes and can usually be found in places like colleges, castles, or old inns. What's a courtyard?
A courtyard is an enclosed space like any other kind of yard, that is, enclosed with walls and buildings, but is not generally used for any work purposes.
In what kind of buildings do we normally find courtyards?
We normally find courtyards in colleges, castles, and old inns.
Amuse, amusement, comic, comical, cards, waiting room, pass the time, hobby, photography. What do people do when they are amused by a comic story?
When people are amused by a comic story, they laugh or smile, depending on how comical the story is.
Another meaning of the word amuse is to pass the time, especially when we have nothing else to do. For example, whilst waiting for the train, we amused ourselves by playing cards. What's another meaning of the verb to amuse?
Another meaning of the verb to amuse is to pass the time.
Give me an example, please.
Whilst waiting to see the doctor, I amused myself by studying the faces of the other people in the waiting room, trying to see what they might be thinking from the expression on their faces.
What kind of amusements do you have in your hometown?
The kind of amusements we have in my hometown are cinemas, theatres, clubs, dancing, etc.
Can you think of anything that people do for amusement rather than for making money, even though they could make money out of what they do?
Yes, I can think of things that people do for amusement rather than for making money, even though they could make money out of what they do. For example, people make things with their hands just for a hobby. They do photography or repair old clocks.
Pack, packed, suitcase, order. When you pack a suitcase to go away for a holiday, in what order do you pack it? That is, what things do you put in first and what things do you put in last? Do you like sitting in a packed cinema? Thorn, rose. Name me a flower which is protected by thorns.
The rose is a flower which is protected by thorns.
Afford. What do we mean when we say we can't afford to do something?
When we say we can't afford to do something, we mean we haven't got enough time or money to do something or buy something.
Agreement. Do countries always respect their agreements with other countries?
No, countries don't always respect their agreements with other countries.
Basket. What can we use a basket for?
We can use a basket for shopping.
Nut. Are nuts good for the health?
Yes, nuts are good for the health.
Idiom 23. Let oneself go equals relax and enjoy oneself. For example, eat, drink and be merry. Christmas comes but once a year, so let yourself go. The evening was really a great success. Everyone let themselves go. What does the idiom let oneself go mean?
The idiom let oneself go means relax and enjoy oneself.
Give me an example, please.
If you relax a little and let yourself go, you'll feel happier.